From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States is publicly accusing Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. elections. A senior administration official did stop short of calling the intrusions an act of cyber war, but in a statement released late Friday, the United States said it was confident Russia directed the hacks of the Democratic National Committee this past July, leaking thousands of emails that embarrassed the party in the days leading up to its national convention. The Department of Homeland Security and the Director of National Intelligence say that some U.S. states have seen scanning and probing of their election-related systems, which originated from servers operated by a Russian company. However, the statement says the United States is not now in a position to attribute that activity to the Russian government. Russia has repeatedly rejected accusations that it hacks the United States. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Friday that the idea that Russia was behind the attacks against the Democratic Party was nonsense. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling for a war crimes investigation of Russia and Syria following an attack on a Syrian hospital Thursday night, which left 20 people dead. Kerry said that someone needs to be held accountable for the violence.
And those who commit these would and should be held accountable for these actions. They're beyond the accidental now, way beyond. Years beyond the accidental.
A Russian foreign ministry spokesperson called Kerry's statement propaganda. Also Friday, Russia said it would veto a draft UN Security Council resolution that demands an end to airstrikes and military flights over Aleppo.